We're doing Eicha, and we're up to the second chapter, Pasuk Yud Dalet. And Yirmiyahu has been saying, I can't compare you to any nation because no one suffered like you have. Pasuk Yud Dalet, and you notice the order is in the order of the Aleph Beis, we're up to the letter Nun. Nevi'ayich chazulach shav v'tafeil v'lo gilu al avonech l'ashiv shevuteich. Your prophets, they were liars. They gave you visions that were fallacious. They did not reveal your sins. They did not rebuke you. And had they rebuked you, they would have helped you rectify your path. But they didn't. They didn't help you do tshuva. And so they were a great cause to the destruction. Sometimes the person who says everything's going to be all right, he's the problematic one. Someone comes and says, I don't know, should I go to the doctor? Maybe the answer is, yeah, go to the doctor. A few years ago, I was standing Shabbos, a baby started convulsing. His fever shot up, and I said, you know, you got to take him to the doctor. And his parents said, no, everything's going to be all right. I said, what do you mean everything's going to be all right? Well, we just gave him Acamol. Give it a half hour to kick in. He said, yeah, but the baby's convulsing. You have to go now. Now, to say everything's going to be all right can sometimes kill a person. That's what happened here. The prophets are saying, everything's going to be all right. Well, that's what brought the destruction, Hashem said. You have to do tshuva. But the false prophets kept saying, you had hundreds of false prophets. They kept saying, everything's going to be all right. You have nothing to worry about. Great miracles coming your way. Hashem loves you. Yeah.
ויחזו לך מסעות שווא ומדוכים.
So instead, they told you visions of lies, visions that only pushed you further away from me.
ספקום עלייך כפיים כל עוברי דרך.
People who pass by Jerusalem, they see the desolation, they clap their hands in shock.
Shareku vayaniyu rosham al bat Yerushalayim.
They whistle, they shake their heads as they see the place that used to be the unification of Jerusalem.
Hazot ha'ir.
They look and they say, is that the city?
Sheyomiru kelilat yofi.
The city they used to say encompassed every form of beauty.
Masos lechol ha'aretz.
Is that the city that people used to say used to own every form of beauty? Is that the city that was the praise of all the land? Yeah.
Blame them for the things that the prophets, the good words, not the prophets, the good words.
So there are multiple answers to that question. One is that throughout the prophets, and even here in Eicha, we see that a greater level of blame is being placed on the shoulders of the leadership. So you're right on one level. We also have to remember that at the end of the day, every person has a responsibility to verify, to get educated. It's like the question people ask me sometimes, how do I choose a rabbi? So I always say, if you have to, start with the top. Start with someone who you feel you know you can trust. And then work your way down. Get into that person and ask him who he recommends you go to. What yeshiva, what rabbi. Work your way down. A person has tools to verify. And a person has a responsibility to learn himself and verify himself and find out himself. Sometimes you're right. Sometimes there are people who can't. We don't hold it against someone who's retarded for not knowing Torah. He can't. So every person on their level, you're right that there are people who are anus. It's not their fault. And they're just dragged along to the destruction. Right? There are. But that's not an excuse for everyone. Many people could verify, and then they should. Right, but that was their responsibility to learn. You're right. It's very convenient to go with that. Even today you have a lot of charlatans out there on the radio. You have people who are stargazers on Israeli radio. Every so often I'm on a bus or something, I hear these people talking. What's going on here? So you hear stupid people calling them and asking them, is my daughter going to get better? Yeah, he doesn't know you from anything. He's going to tell you if your daughter's going to get better. Am I going to find a job? He's going to tell you. But they collect money, and you know what? Everyone who gives them a hand to get into that position is going to rot in hell. They're terribly destructive. People think that has nothing to do with Judaism. That's paganism. But there's a lot of it out there. And it's very tempting. I'd much rather have someone else resolve my issues and tell me, based on something that makes absolutely no sense, what my future holds for me. But okay, so every person, that's where the Navi says that there's going to be, that there's a long line of people who are held accountable, and that long line includes the people like we saw in Parshas Shoftim, or we'll see in Parshas Shoftim, that anyone who appoints them is also held accountable. What are you letting them talk on the radio for?
This is like how cons usually work. They come out and they make themselves sound like they know what they're talking about. They sound smart.
Right. But that's why the kings have to put an end to it in the days of the kings and the nobility and every... That's the responsibility of leadership. You don't let a person have a store that's conning people with gold, right? He's selling things as though they're real gold and they're fake gold. You'd put him out of business. So why do you let a person have a radio show where he talks like this?
Yeah.
What?
He's still in the black market.
Okay, but we do have a responsibility to try and uproot it. And that's every person's responsibility and more of a responsibility on the leadership. And it's also a responsibility for people to get educated, to know what's right. But you're right, there are people who can't. There are people who can't. What are you going to tell that single mother who's working day and night to feed her kids, go get educated? She can't. She finishes her day, she barely has enough koch to take a bowl of cereal. Now you're going to tell, yeah, go get educated and figure out what's right. No, there are those people who can't, right. And obviously Hashem treats each one with what's fair for them. But you know, my father has a sign in his office. Excuse plus excuse equals zero. The excuses are nice, but at the end of the day, they didn't get you anywhere. Meaning, you could say, Ribbono Shel Olam, it's not my fault. So the Ribbono Shel Olam will say, okay, I'm not blaming you. So then you say, Ribbono Shel Olam, so why do I have to suffer? Well, it's not my fault. Meaning, so to speak, Hashem says, if you're not going to be exceptional in doing what's right, I don't have to be exceptional in pulling you out of what's wrong. It's a double-edged sword. It's a little hard to hear, but there is an aspect where it plays itself out that way. Pasuk Tet Zayin. פצועו עלייך פיהם כל אויבייך. Your enemies open their mouths wide against you.
שרקו ויחלקו שן.
They whistled, they gritted their teeth.
אמרו בילנו.
They said, we have swallowed them. We have destroyed them.
אך זה היום שקיווינו מצאנו ראינו.
This is the day we've all been waiting for. You heard? They're finished. Why is pay before ayin? The psukim are out of order. So Chazal tell us because they talk about what they hadn't even seen.
Asa Adonai Asher Zaman.
Hashem did what he was planning. Remember, Hashem was planning for a while about this destruction.
Bitza imrato asher tziva mimekedim.
Hashem completed what he had forewarned all the way back from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. Hashem had said, if Am Yisrael doesn't keep the Torah, so then there will be a day of payback.
Haras v'lo chamal.
Hashem destroyed, and Hashem didn't show any compassion on that day.
Vaisamach alayich oyev, herim keren tzarayich.
And Hashem made the enemies happy, and Hashem raised the horn of the enemy. Hashem raised their glory. Suddenly they were walking around proudly. This is again, we're going to see again and again, this is a recurring theme, that the enemy wasn't content at just destroying us, they were rejoicing at destroying us. Someone sent me a terrible video yesterday. There's this organization called Memory.
Yeah.
The candid camera.
Yeah.
That's scary.
What happened?
They have this candid camera where this Egyptian station interviewed people, and then halfway through the interview they get a phone call and someone says, you know, why are you airing this on Israeli TV? And the cameraman says, we can't talk to you right now. And then the person being interviewed says, what Israeli TV? So they said, we're here from the Israeli news station. So the person being interviewed asked, wait a second, I thought you were Egyptian, I thought you were German. What, this is an Israeli station? So they say, yeah, what do you care? We want peace with you. And this is all candid camera. These are really Egyptians. But they played it as though they were an Israeli newscast. And you saw people, one after another, got up and started beating everyone at the station. Literally, like, violent and vicious. There was a female interviewer. He smacked her across the room. But you ask yourself, wait a second, what did they do to him? This man might have never seen a Jew in his life. They were all Arabs, really. But when the guy only heard that they're Israelis, that they're from an Israeli news station, so they were playing a trick on him, but he got up and they aired this. And they applauded the people who became so violent when all they heard was that the man standing across from him, who is obviously speaking fluent Arabic, is from an Israeli news station. I realized.
For their honor.
The
show.
Right.
I thought the show was made to mock them.
No. They said we didn't realize you were such a patriot. That's called being a patriot, to hate a Jew.
Yeah.
That's what patriotism to Egypt is. He's talking to an Arab. The guy didn't do him any wrong. He just said, I'm an Israeli. But it's completely legitimate, and they air this, that if he's an Israeli, then I'm going to beat him up.
They had a case where they caught some American soldiers and they hung them, burned them, and dragged their bodies to the street. So there's something to it that Arabs hate people who weren't Arabs, too. I mean, did American soldiers really do anything to them directly? No, they burned them and dragged their bodies to the streets and were clapping and cheering.
Terrorism in Iraq. there is something with them particularly, I think, that causes
There was a CBS reporter, Laura Logan, for 60 Minutes. She was in Tahrir Square in the Arab Spring, and they said she's in Israel, she's a Jew, and they literally ripped her to pieces. But remember what the actor said? He said, we don't care what the government makes in negotiations. We're the people on the street. That's what we're dealing with.
Their hearts call out to Hashem. The people have lost all strength. They don't have strength to cry anymore. But their hearts call out to Hashem. Chomat bat Zion, horidi chanachal dim'a yomam v'layla. You, the wall of Zion, you shed your tears like a stream day and night. Al titni fugat lach. Al tidom bat einech. Don't cease your prayers. Don't cease and be silent. And don't let your eye stop from shedding tears. I don't want to end on a bad note, but we're out of time. Yeah. So to be continued tomorrow night.